Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 420 Blaze It, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 2, Darkness Awakening.
It aired February 9th, 2002, which I believe is the same day as episode 1, Why It Wasn't Just a Two-Parter is beyond me, written by Derek Rydall, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. That's a weird choice, right?
Yeah.
It's not a two-parter, but it aired this right after the last one.
Well, it aired the same day. We don't know how far apart.
You're right. One was on 8, the other was on at 11. I feel like they used to do that with something.
Oh, probably. They used to do a lot of stuff that they don't do on television anymore.
Yeah, that is true. So if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, you can come back if you want.
Don't you come back!
What? Hey, won't you come back now? And we'll come back, we promise, and then we'll talk about the episode that we watched. You can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs. And, I mean, you can. I think you should watch the first episode just so you can see how porny it is.
Yeah.
And then I guess I don't know how porny this one's going to be, but I'm hoping it's significantly less or much, much more. I don't know which is better for me.
I don't know how much more they could get away with without having the old TV PG rating.
Right, yeah, because this is Y7, so you gotta trick the kids.
It's a fine line between 7 and 10. I don't know what a PG...
It just means parental guidance, which is just like, hey, ask your parents.
Well, no, it would be up to 13, because then the next one is TV 14.
Right, so yeah, so it's 8 through 13 is TVPG.
You are not mature enough to hear piss unless you are 14.
But you can watch a woman hurt a hot dog.
Only almost.
Oh, get close to it, angle at it.
She's definitely thinking about it.
Oh, wowzers, bowsers. All right, we're going to go watch Darkness Awakening right now. Wild Access! We're back, and we just watched Darkness Awakening, and less porny,
I think. Yeah, except maybe
not,
at the
not
at,
zero
at,
porny.
At the end, it gets there.
It gets a little bit. There's also a couple. There's like a point a little bit in the middle that it's a little porny, and I'm gonna try to not say the word that I want to call it, so I don't have to bleep it. But you'll know when we get there. Hey, jakeandjosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's our website. That's where the archives are. You can go listen to all of our old episodes, like Benny is listening to season 2 right now.
Godspeed. So
God bless him.
He said they were okay. And I'm going to take his word for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to double check. That's for sure. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Granny Smith's podcasts. We're on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbean and Podbaby and Podmaster.
And Potty Smith.
That might be a real one.
Podsmith.
Podsmith.
That's where you...
Where you build your own podcast.
You make your own podcast.
Anyone can do it.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
You just get sponsors.
Yeah, you just get spawns. I don't want to dunk on them more than I already have. But they recorded on a phone and thought they were going to get rich right away from podcasts, a very oversaturated market. I don't know what they were thinking. Listen to shows other than My Favorite Murder. If you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, though, you can do that, and we like it. Nice and appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes, you get bonus episodes of us talking about just stuff.
Just talk about stuff, man. That's what it is.
Yeah. Sometimes you just talk about stuff. Oh, we were supposed to do the patrons today. We're going to do that not next time, but the time after that. When All we'll right. be ready.
We will do it this season.
Promise. Very soon. I think next episode we're going to have a guest, so we're not going to do it then. So we'll probably do it the episode after that. But yeah, if you're a patron, thank you. And also, if you're not, you could be at patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. We are going to read emails. We got one email. It's from James. It's title is subject line. Subject line is Wild Force Primer. So he says, hey guys, it's James. I just wanted to give a primer on Wild Force. I personally think it's a great season, but I think you said you heard some people dislike it. Well, I have some theories as to why that's possible. Some of these I've heard secondhand, but I trust the sources. So while Wild Force is considered a Saban season, it's in the middle of production, the franchise was purchased by Disney. Because of this, the franchise was in flux for a bit. So for a while, the writers weren't sure where to take the show. It wasn't until later they learned that Disney was ending the franchise. They only purchased it and Saban's other properties to make money off the syndication rights. That plan changed, obviously, but I'll explain why after you complete the season. Also, as we know, Jonathan Zacher is a big fan of the Sentai franchise, and he was insisting that more of the storylines in Power Rangers match those of the original Sentai. I've heard the Sentai is based on Gal Ranger, so it is Gal Ranger. Wasn't sure last time. Apparently it is. Wasn't that good, but I haven't seen it, so I can't attest to its quality. So Zacher would bring in Japanese directors who worked on those shows, many of whom did not speak English. I think this is what caused some of the dialogue quirks you may notice at certain times. Oh, dope. I'm very excited for that. As I said, I like the season and hope you enjoy it too. P.S. I still say Lost Galaxy rules and Leo is a good Red Ranger. We are all entitled to our opinions on Lost Galaxy and Leo. I was thinking about Lost Galaxy the other day, and I think it is the worst season we've seen so far.
I think I would agree with you.
Season 2 was bad and hard to watch, but I think I would rather watch it 10 times before watching Lost Galaxy once. And Leo, I think he's not at the bottom of our Red Ranger list. Oh, wait, or of our Ranger list. Oh, wait, yes, I think he is. I'm not sure. I think Trey is dead last.
Trey is dead last. No, Leo is definitely in the bottom.
He's not
I don't know if he's sub alien rangers, but he might be.
He might be, because they were just there. He was actively bad. But again, this is all opinions, baby. Anyone can have one. Isn't that great? So if you like it, that's fine. Cool. I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad someone does. So Josh, you wanna jump in?
Yes. I think so.
Are you okay? Yeah, this one was Let's just take our temperature real quick. This was like a very tepid episode, right?
It's tepid on the side of maybe bad.
I think it might be a little bad.
Yeah. I think the theme of the day is opinions, because I have some about the stuff in this episode.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited. I don't think I have very many opinions about it. It was kind of... we start off on the theme song, which is still throwing me off.
I skipped intro on Netflix today.
Yeah, I didn't. I was gonna, but I was like, I gotta set my notes up. So, like, I just didn't. Also, I have a new version of the theme song that I want to pitch to everybody here. Okay. Here it is. It's like, dun, dun, Wild Force, dun, dun, Wild Force. And then there's like maybe like something that happened. I don't really remember. And then it goes, Wild Force is a tiger. Wild Force is a bison. Wild Force is a shark now. That's it. That's all that's running through my head. It's just Wild Force is an animal, and that 100 times.
I'm in.
That's all I think about.
After every, like, 8 animals, you hit the chorus again.
And you go, Wild Force. Rah, rah.
Wild Force is a turkey.
Wild Force is a deer.
Wild Force is a raccoon.
Wild Force is a dragon. We don't know. We don't know if it's going to be a dragon or not. Wild Force
could be anything. Because I think the opening shot is of the island. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a turtle. Did you notice it was a turtle last time?
No, the island's a turtle?
It's the shape of a turtle.
Come on, what, Steve?
Yeah, because it's the main part of the island is the shell, and then coming off of it are like the head and the flippers on the sides.
I need to look up a picture of this island now, because I did not even a little bit see that. is this secretly what happens to the turtle at the end of Aladdin 3, The King of Thieves?
I don't know. Hopefully it's secretly a big Zord.
Yes.
And it comes to life and stomps on Jindrax.
Mark Jindrax. we end the theme song. We start on the Animarium. And Cole is talking to the lion, which I didn't notice right away because it's just shots of the lion and a voiceover. And then, like, it goes to him sitting near the lion. And he's like, this place reminds me of where I grew up, right across the river from the city. The jungle that was right there?
Yep.
It's in rowing distance. We don't know how long he was in the boat, though.
It was less than a day. Because he left in the daytime and got there at nighttime. And in Power Rangers time, that's one day.
That's one day. We didn't see him go like sleeping on the boat at night.
No.
So it has to be a day's travel.
A day's paddling.
but he's like, I'm a long way from home now. And then this is where it gets really exposition-y. In case you missed the first episode, which aired a half an hour ago, he's like, protecting nature is my path now, but there's got to be a way to stop the orcs besides fighting them. Okay, Cole, I'm excited to see where this goes.
I... No.
Is this your first opinion?
No, not yet. This is the seed that sprouts into my first opinion.
Okay, I think I have a similar opinion later. So then we cut to, like a ghost, forming, so the ghost, we're in like the POV of the ghost, right? And you see some like wisps of like ghost fog, like ghost smoke, 420 blaze it. And, and then
they
that
knew.
Like, and then, right. And then that grabs the barbed wire and then that becomes Barbed Wire Man. Is that what it seemed like to you, too?
Yeah, I don't really know.
It's like the org is just this, like, malevolent spirit that, like, has to touch a thing.
And it just and has to, like, possess a thing.
Yeah.
And then it gets that thing powers. But I don't... Because it didn't become Barbed Wire Man right away, right? It just became sentient barbed wire for a minute.
Yeah, and then it attacked
and crushed
a
man in a cop car.
Yep. And a kitty watched, and that doesn't matter. We'll never see the kitty again.
It was
but
just,
the kitty was not happy about it.
The kitty was afraid, and like Cole, we could sense that. So that we knew that this was a bad thing that was crushing a cop car, and not maybe a good guy.
I mean, in 2002, maybe they thought cops were the good guys still? I don't know. Statistically speaking, there's still some good ones.
When the car gets crushed, the cop inside lets out this scream that is definitely, like, it killed him.
Oh, he's murdered. That man's dead now.
And then they were like, well, we can't end on that. So they had to show him inside again so that they could keep their Y7 rating, I guess.
Right. Because he's just like, ugh. But, like, he definitely did a I'm being murdered scream.
Yeah.
And then it stopped abruptly like he died. So... Anyway, then we cut upstairs. We cut upstairs to the Animarium. Oh, BT Dubs autocorrect decided that instead of saying a kitty sees this, it said a kitty seed this. I'm glad the kitty saw it. Princess Milf, I forgot her name. What is it?
Shala?
Shayla?
Maybe it's Shayla. I think it's Shayla.
Princess Shayla pops out of the little pond. I think Danny and Taylor and Max are there, and they're talking about something. And I don't remember what.
They're just, like, hanging out, right?
I think they're talking about Cole. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know if they are talking, because I remember Taylor's, like, leaning up against the rocks, and then Danny and Max are, like, there, too. And then
they're
Alyssa...
Like, they're, like, fighting, right? They're, like, pushing each other?
Yeah, they're just, like, horsing around.
Yeah.
And then Alyssa comes in with her backpack, and Max is like, I can't believe you go to school and are a Power Ranger.
Yeah, because we get a shot of, like, it says, like, Turtle Cove University. So she's a college student. So, you know, they're not busy. So she definitely has time to Power Range. Then Cole swings in and lands next to Taylor. And she's like, oh, you smell bad. She does that face and, like, turns away. And he goes, hey, I got an idea on how to deal with the orgs. And then the pool, the little pond, the magic pond, the sacred magic pond, do a squirt. And then they see barbed wire man.
Does Shayla come out of the pond?
Oh, yes, that's right. Before Cole comes down and before Alyssa comes in, Shayla just pops out of it.
She's like, hello. Yeah, because Taylor's like, was it bad in there?
Is
that her house?
Does she live in the pond? Is she a pond lady?
Is she gonna present Cole with a sword later?
Oh, I would bet money on it.
And then we're just gonna get another knight muscle butt suit. I don't want that.
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But then he swings down. He's like, I got an idea on how to deal with them. And then we cut to Toxica and Mark Jindrax. And they talk about how Master Org must be back as they climb down an industrial place.
They end up in like a cave, though.
They definitely get to a magic cave that it's got like statues of demons, but it's like the Org nursery, because they're like, this is where the orgs are all born,
I guess,
and where they die too sometimes, I think. It's unclear.
This is Org heaven and Org hell.
You know, I'm sure there's a religion out there that this is based off of. I doubt it. I doubt this is based on anything. But then Master Org comes from the shadows, and we never see him until the very end.
We basically see him. He's got Morticia eyes.
Very much so, yes.
For most of it. But, like, you in high def, you can see his face.
You see his face. I think you see every part of his body individually. You have enough to put together a full picture. Yeah. But he's scolding them about, like, what took you so long, and where have you been for all this time? They're like, after we survived the great battle, so a long time ago there was a great battle between orgs and something else.
Yeah.
Animals, maybe.
And nature and Shayla. Yep.
Shayla, oh, I would, okay, look, that would be pretty dope, right?
Yeah.
A flashback to Shayla fighting 1,000 orgs and winning. Piloting
the Animarium to fight 1,000 orgs.
That's her Zord. She's the big turtle ranger. So they survived the great battle, and then they went into hiding in human form, and then they walked the earth, and eventually they got a job at an animal lab. And sure. He's like, also, Master Org is definitely on, like, 5-inch platform shoes.
He's on Frankenstein boots, yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
This part's really weird, because he continues to talk at them while they debate whether he's being weird or not.
Yeah, they're like, he seems different. Like, he's back, but he seems different.
The whole time, he's just like, I guess, giving his backstory in the background of them being like, I don't know, physically, maybe he's not the same.
Yeah, and it's weird, because, like, we don't know enough about Master Org or orgs in general to know what he used to be like, but he still seems like a pill if that's what he used to be.
But Toxica is talking to Jindrax, like, I don't know, he doesn't seem the same. And it's almost like he used to be hot, but he's, like, not hot, right?
Yeah, he's, like, ugly. My thought was that, because, like, he has a human face, like, his, like, human face is, like, hanging out, and so it's, like, he used to be a monster, but now he looks like a people, and ew.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, you look older too. And she's like, what? And he's like, but not over 1,000. And then she smiles, because that's, like, a good age for orgs. Orc ladies to look like, I guess. I don't know.
I'm assuming they're immortal unless killed by a Power Ranger. So
yeah, like a Highlander.
Yeah.
So Master Org sends them to go find Barbed Wire Man. And then we cut back to Cole, who says that they should, I think they're walking around trying to find him, and he's like, we should try to reason with it. And Taylor's like, are you an idiot? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happens here, because Taylor is like, well, you do what you want, leader. We're gonna go find it.
She's still salty, and you know what? fair.
She should be, because we're going to get some information right now.
Oh boy, howdy are we.
And I think Taylor's justified.
Absolutely. She walks away. Danny and Max go after her. Alyssa stays back with Cole, who's like, I don't get it. What? This isn't how things were in the jungle. And then, so they walk away, and then we, like, go to commercial, and when we come back, Alyssa's like, hey, maybe Taylor's right. So here's the thing. Max and I have been Rangers for 6 months. Danny's only been a Ranger for 2 months, but Taylor's been a Power Ranger for a year.
Was she alone for 6 months, or did she have other Power Rangers that got replaced?
I don't know, and I want to find out the answer.
I think both are good. I'm so mad. This is Skyward Sword all over again.
This is exactly Skyward Sword. We're like, this is the first Zelda in the timeline. Here's a bunch of mysterious stuff that happened, and half of it's about time travel to an old time when, like, there's weird magic technology going on. What? The Master Sword used to be a different magic sword that mysteriously got into a pedestal somehow. How is that better?
I want to know how this is a season about Cole and not Taylor.
Because the throne of heaven sits empty, Josh.
God, I just want, like, the first 10 episodes to be Taylor power ranging alone for 6 months.
Oh, that would be so good. Just like,
and then the next 5 are Alyssa and Max.
Yeah.
And then you get a couple more with Danny, and then, like, episode 20, Cole finally shows up. Is when episode 1 can
happen. I think that would be a lot better, and I would like that a lot more than this. Because so far, the only characters I like are Taylor and Alyssa.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't remember who wrote the last episode, but I think they have a better grasp on Alyssa than Derek does.
Yeah, this one is kind of like a college student / Power Rangers tutor.
Yeah. Yeah. / like team mom, but in a boring way, right. And not in the
endearing polite, way.
Friendly, endearing way. Yeah. Speaking of Zelda, though, I found a new podcast called Tandem Legends, which is they go over the Zelda games, but they go chronologically, like through the timeline order. So they're in Majora's Mask now, but I'm still listening to the Skyward Sword episodes. But it's really good because there's two people on it. There's Joe and Shannon, and Joe, like, he's played a bunch of the Zelda games, and Shannon's played, like, she's like watched her brother play one and just wanted to get into it. So they're both playing it now, and she's basically playing them for the first time. It's really good. I definitely recommend it.
I might check it out.
Yeah. I've been thinking about Zelda a lot lately, and this is part of the reason why. And I just keep getting so mad about all the dumb Skyward Sword stuff where they're like, hey, these time stones put you in a little pocket of time from a bygone era where all this crazy technology existed. It's like, oh, why aren't we playing that game? And then you do play that game and it's Breath of the Wild. So maybe Skyward Sword's at the end of the time. We don't know.
Well, I don't know. Because Breath of the Wild has Rito and Zora, so it screws everything up.
Everything is out the window. Also, the Kokiri, I guess, never existed except in Ocarina.
Yeah, they were children of the forest very briefly, but then Hyrule flooded and they turned into little tree boys.
Into Koroks, but then it didn't flood also in Breath of the Wild, and they still became Koroks. Or they never weren't not Koroks. And maybe they were the Kikuis at first, but that sucks because those boys are annoying.
I liked it better when the games weren't connected.
Yeah. Or
maybe I'll rephrase that. When they didn't need to be connected.
Right. When they referenced each other, but they could just be the same story over and over again, just different ways.
But here's my theory on the Kokiri and the Koroks. And I think I've told you this when I was trying to make a Zelda, like, tabletop game.
Yeah.
Was that a Korok is what happened when a Kokiri gets separated from its fairy.
I like that idea.
Because the Koroks don't have fairies, but all the Kokiri had their own fairy.
You're right.
So, that's what I think.
Well, I guess we'll never know. Maybe, hey, Breath of the Wild 2, you've got some splaining to do, my man.
They almost had a Kokiri champion.
They almost did.
There's there's concept art of him in whatever that art book is called.
Creating a champion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like a snake whip or like a frog whip or something.
It looks dope.
Yeah.
Who's that boy?
I just want to know.
Anyway, this episode of Power Rangers wasn't anything special, so we talked about Zelda for 6 minutes. Sorry. Anyway, so apparently Taylor's been a Power Ranger for a year, minimum of 6 months, by herself or with another team that left or died. So there's three options. All of them lead to it being complete bullshit that Cole's the leader now just because he got to be the red one.
That sucks. She should have just... If she started alone, she should have been the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
But if she integrated into a team that was, like, slowly transitioning out, that's the only way it makes sense that she's the Yellow Ranger. This goddamn season better explain this.
If they don't, I'm gonna be so mad. So anyway, we cut back to Toxica and Jindrax, and they are offering Barbed Wire Man, or Barb Man. I'm gonna call him Barb Man.
Do the Barb Man.
Do the barb.
Toe to tip, hey, that's a barb.
Don't have a cow. So they're doing the Barb Man. They offer him a nasty drink. And they're like, take this nasty drink. It'll help you. And then we cut to Max kind of like pushing Danny forward. Be like, go talk to you. Talk to Taylor. I don't want to talk to her. You talk to her. And so he pushes him up to go talk to Taylor. And he's like, shouldn't we go back for Cole? And she's like, why? He's with Alyssa. He's going to be fine. If he wants to try to talk to the... Oh, did we say that? That his plan is to reason with the orgs?
Yeah.
It's not a good plan.
It's
I don't
a
know if
stupid
he says
plan.
It...
I can't wait to talk about how he... When he enacts it.
Oh, boy howdy.
Because that's when I came to my first decision about this season.
I think... I don't know if it's now or if it's a little bit later. But at some point he says, like, what if they're just, like, scared animals and they're just being driven from their homes?
Yeah, I think it's when they were all talking back up on the Animarium, because he's like...
Okay.
Because he was like, animals, like, whenever they, like, act out or whatever, they have a reason for it.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out one way or the other.
Because, you know, when I look at a giant nuclear silo that's trying to actively blow me up, I think that's just like an animal.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm going to try to pet it.
What if I try to connect my jellies to its jellies? I wonder if I can do that. Stay tuned. Besides, he's with Alyssa, so he'll be fine.
I really appreciate Taylor's confidence in Alyssa. I think that's just a really nice touch.
Yeah.
And that, like, same. There's nothing to worry about. Alyssa's with him.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And then Danny, who I think is dumb, says, but he's our leader? And then she looks at him like, I'm going to cut you in the head.
I wish she kicked him.
just one punch. So last week, was it last week or the week before? It wasn't yesterday, so it had to be last week, was the first Inspire Pro show that you didn't go to. Mm. And they had a guy there named Mance Warner, who is this like, Southern dude from not Texas, from like a different part of the South. And I fell in love with just this regular redneck. He looks like he drives a truck. Like, I just I very much am into his style. It was him and Steve-O versus Andy Dalton and Moonshine Mantell. And it was like it was basically a hardcore match, but not like there was just no countouts or whatever. They didn't really use a lot of weapons or anything.
Right.
But they just fought around the new thing. But at one point, Dalton's like 10 feet away from us. Oh, by the way, Dalton did put Mance Raider on Scoot's lap and tell us to hold him so he could hit him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I was like, I don't want to, but okay. But so there's like a guy standing there because, you know, people just love to get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
And so Mance just goes, hey, excuse me, and like just gently moves the guy out and then very casually punches Moonshine in the neck. And I wish Taylor would just been like, yeah, Danny, you know what? You're right. He is our leader. Just like very calm, very collected neck punch.
That's what happened to her original team, is she kicked all their asses.
They were all dumb idiots. So so then we cut back to Barb Man attacking the townsfolk of Turtle Cove. He's at a pier, at like a cafe at a pier, and he's causing a ruckus. And they don't like it because they're being wrapped up with barbed wire, which if I know anything about barbed wire from pro wrestling, I know it's not a fun substance to have wrapped around
you. No, it sucks. I've seen it get stuck in people's foreheads before.
Yeah.
So it's just like probably not fun. There's a girl in a phone booth that it starts to like wrap around, and I'm like, oh.
No, thank you. All these people have major lacerations all over their body. Yeah. Minimum. This might be the most violent or like monster we've ever seen on Power Rangers.
Definitely the most gruesome in concept, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So they try to go, I think he sees the Rangers. No, it's not yet. So everyone starts running and he goes, no, you will not run. And he has the nasty drink. And then he shoots it. He throws it onto the grounds, and it and I bleeped it, but I think everyone figured it out. At best, it's nasty yogurt that he throws on the ground, and the putties pop out of it.
Are they called putrids?
I think so.
Because he just said, like, oh, here's the nastiest thing about org lore. I got putrids. And then he does his business all over the sidewalk.
And then he wanks on the ground. And then
his babies come out. And they just, like, pat their heads constantly. Yeah.
They nasty putties. So what are we going to call them? We call them puties?
Well, you said nasty putties, and I went to nutties, and I feel like that might be appropriate.
Let's call them nutties.
But I don't know if we have to censor nutties.
I think we can call them nutties. It just means nasty putties.
Because they're, like, crazy.
Yeah, but also they're nasty putties. They're nutties. That's all it means. It's referring to if you're a cop. So now the nutties are running around just getting all over people. And that's when Cole and Alyssa show up, and Cole's like, hold on, I can reason with him.
Here's my question from the earlier when Taylor, Danny, and Max left.
Yeah.
To go find the monster. And Cole, like, hung out where they were to get a Power Rangers lesson from Alyssa.
Yeah.
And they still found the monster first?
I think they just went a different way.
Okay. It was kind of like a let's split up.
We're going to let them cool off, but we'll split up. So
okay.
I guess let her cool off. Danny and Max seemed fine.
Yeah, so they find Barb Man, and Alyssa is like, we need to call the other Rangers. And Cole says, no.
No, there's no time.
I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to try to pet it.
You have cell phones. Your morphers are cell phones. You can just text them real quick. Hey, found the monster.
By the fountain.
It's by the fountain, the cafe fountain. It's covered in nutties now.
Down the stairs from the phone booth.
You know the one. 2002, there might have been three or four phone booths left in Turtle Cove.
This was a big red one.
Yeah, this one came from the Raw England set. Cole's like, I'm going to try to reason. And Barb's like, I don't care. Nutties, get him. And so he sends the nutties at him. And Cole does a little bit of a breakdance fight for like 1 second.
He's doing that avoiding fighting.
Yeah.
Like the defensive, like dodging kind of fighting against the nutties. Yeah. Wild Force is going to get us canceled. We're not going to get funded for season 11.
Oh, God dang it. But I thought we were going to get so many sponsors. We're never going to get sponsors now, Josh. We talked about nutties too much.
Hey, Nutter Butters, hit us up. The email's at the front.
Nutter Butter would be a great sponsor because Tide Pods are out. They're never going to sponsor anybody. We can't do a Tide Pods cast.
No.
But maybe this could be brought to you by Nutter Butter.
But yeah, he's like dodging them.
Or weighted blankets. Please, if you make weighted blankets, please sponsor the show and just send me a 30-pound weighted blanket. That's all I want.
I got a very specific Venn diagram. The overlap of Power Rangers fans and people who make weighted blankets is there's just one sliver.
Well,
one pixel of overlap.
Hopefully they listen to this show and not Ranger Danger.
So yeah, he dodges them and like starts to try to talk to Bartman.
Yeah, like you would talk to a scared dog.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm not gonna hurt you, and Bartman's like, oh well, thank you.
But if the scared dog was also the Sandman, the professional wrestler,
right? Or if the scared dog you're trying to talk to is a bear.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm gonna connect with you, and he like closes his eyes and he feels. And he tries to feel the barbs.
He says, he's like, you know, when animals attack, it's because they're scared. And like, all animals have a heart. And he's like, and I can feel every heart that there is.
And if it has a heart, I can connect to it. So like, let me just do that. And then he does it. But he doesn't, because the orcs don't have hearts.
No, they're just organs, but not hearts.
Yeah, they're organic, but not. Because they aren't alive, so they're not...
No, they're just spirits inside of industrial objects.
Yeah. He's like, you don't have a heart. Oh, no. Like, I didn't know something that could be alive that doesn't have a heart. And then it goes to attack him, and Alyssa jumps in. And she gets, like, knocked out of the way. And then he runs up to Alyssa. And then Bartman grabs him and flips him off. And we go to commercial. Not, like, doesn't give him the finger. Like, flips him away from Alyssa. He's not actually the Sandman. So he lands next to something, and then we go to commercial, and we come back, and he's like, ah, ha, ha, I'm going to kill you. And then a chair hits him.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Taylor threw the chair, because she's the first one running up.
She absolutely did. And it hits him, and he's just like, hey, who threw that chair?
Who threw this chair?
I will gut you with my barbed wire tentacles.
So Taylor's like, hey, what did you learn? And Cole's like, I didn't know something could exist without a heart, or something without a heart could exist, or whatever he says.
I decided during the trying to feel the heartbeat of barbed wire monster portion of this that I think Cole sucks.
Okay. Well,
I think Cole sucks, and I don't like him, and I'm worried about the rest of the season.
Well, I don't particularly like anybody except for Taylor and Alyssa. So far, maybe Toxica. She's kind of charming.
I do like Toxica as a villain, and I don't dislike Max and Danny. They're just like a manila folder. Like, it's fine.
Max is fine, but Danny is baby, and I'm already weary of that.
Yeah.
You know, I can see the shape of things to come where he just doesn't get it. Like, right. And I'm just not into it. I'm not ready for him to be very stupid if he's gonna be.
Well, him and Cole will be best friends because they both are very stupid.
Apparently. So then Taylor says, well, you're our leader. What are you gonna do? And he stands up and he says, violence is the only answer.
I tried reasoning with it and that didn't work. So now I'm gonna kick its ass.
What a weird message to send.
That seems to be the thing. I said that last time, too. What message are we trying to send to kids with this?
I think the message is, if someone is different, don't talk to them. Just try to kill them.
Yeah, talking to them is worthless. Bullies don't Clearly. Have hearts.
Yeah.
So just kick their ass. Slice them up with your big sword.
like what, Power Rangers? Come on, man. So then they do their wild access, and then they do the whole, it does the whole morph, because it's only episode two, so like you see the phone turn into an animal, turn into a man phone, turn into a Power Ranger. I do want to point out,
I hate it so much.
I also hate it. I hate it more now than I did yesterday, because now I noticed that when they go from animal mode to person mode, the animal head is the crotch, and the head for the man mode comes out of the butt. And I hate that.
These Power Rangers are a bunch of buttheads.
They're all, some of them are kind of buttheads. So who knows? We get this little post-morph roll call where they're like, Roaring Lion, Soaring Eagle,
Flopping
Surfing
Shark.
What?
Flopping Shark.
I think he said surfing.
He definitely said surfing.
So, like, these are all verbs.
Yes.
These are all animals that are doing a thing. You're soaring, or you're roaring, or you're surfing. And then it gets to the bison. He goes, Iron Bison.
Oh, he said, I thought he said angry bison.
I hope he said angry, but at the same time, that's still an adjective and not a verb. And then that dominoes out of control, because then Alyssa's like, noble tiger, which is like, could you not think of two more verbs? Derek?
Stomping bison.
Horny bison.
Horny
bison. No, it's also an adjective. Stomping. Gotta be stomping.
And look at the tiger. Slashing tiger.
Yeah.
Done.
Boom, it took us 2 seconds.
I think we could make a Power Rangers.
I think it'd be pretty easy, actually. And then they do the whole roll call, and then Cole goes, Guardians of the Earth, united we roar. And Bardman goes, whatever. I think I like this Bardman.
I love Bardman. Gone too soon.
Then they start fighting. Yeah, RIP, morning till we join you. They start fighting. Taylor cements the fact that she is not only just number one Power Ranger, but number one in my heart, because she flies in, grabs a Nutty, and smashes him into a wall. Just noggin first.
Yeah.
Just bust this Nutty up against the wall. We're getting canceled.
That's it. We're over. Oh, we had a good run.
So she busts a Nutty on the wall, and then we cut to, I think, Danny, who's doing a lot of throwdowns, like takedowns and stuff, but then he just grabs one by the leg and throws it, and it flies into a wall and breaks it. And then Cole does something, and I don't remember what, and then Max drowns like five of them. And then Alyssa also fights it. Cat style.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really remember what,
I don't know.
What she
they
did
all
either.
They all had their claws out, so.
Yeah,
they
you all... know, bison and sharks.
Their claws.
Famously clawed animals. So then Barbman goes to wrap Cole up in his barbed wire snake whips, prehensile whips that he has. But Taylor jumps in and makes a save, and it wraps around her sword. And then she, like, slashes it away and breaks him to save him because he sucks and she doesn't. And then she goes, double team? And he goes, yeah. And they do a double team, but heck if I remember what it is.
I don't remember. I barely have the image of the Nutty busting on the wall.
She just grabs it by the head
yeah.
and slams it. It's amazing.
I don't remember anything else about this. I don't even remember them saying double team.
Well, they do a double team, whatever that means, and then they pull out all their weapons and they're like, we gotta do the Jungle Sword Salad Slash. And they do the Jungle Sword Salad Slash, and I heard Salad Slash again, so I think that's just what they say.
I think it was Savage Slash.
Ah, that makes sense. I'm gonna call it the Salad Slash.
I like Salad Slash better. It's easier to say.
Yeah, Savage Slash, you gotta like pause, but Salad Slash, boom,
it flows right out of the tongue, right out of
my
it
dumb just right out of it. Slipped right out of there. Like a greased weasel. And then so he die. And then Toxica and Jindrax pop up. And they are the Duke and Duchess of Orgs. And he's the Duke of Orgs and the Master of Knives and Trickery or something.
I think he said the Duke of Orgs and the Baron of Blades.
Okay.
Because Toxica is the Duchess of Orgs and the Mistress of Magic or something.
Yes. I do remember that. So they are a duke and a duchess. I don't know how that works. I don't know what kind of hierarchy that is. A duke below a master? I feel like
I don't
no.
know.
But I guess yes.
Is Duke and Duchess like a prince and princess to an emperor.
I feel like a duke and duchess is like the king and queen, but like the way that like a governor is over a state.
Okay.
So like the king is over the whole place, but then like the duke would be over like Scotland, but like a little bit of it.
Okay. Like like a region.
Cuz I know, so one of my ancestors, her name was Black Agnes Dunbar, or Black Agnes of Dunbar. That's where the Dunbar name comes from. That's my mom's maiden name. I don't use it for any of my credit cards, so I don't care if anyone knows it. But she was like the Duchess of March, or Duchess of Dunbar in March. March? I don't remember. But like, so she's a Duchess of a thing. So it's, I think it's like an area.
Okay. Basically, the king is like, you can have this land.
Yeah, you get a little castle for this swamp.
Here's your, you have a tower for, so you can look over Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, exactly. and you really hassle the gingerbread man.
Really pluck his buttons.
So she shoots some seeds at Barb Man.
He's just a pile of goo on the ground.
A bunch of chunks and goo.
And she shoots the seeds in the goo, and that grows into a beanstalk, which then turns into a giant barb man.
Barb wire. I'm getting a lot of mixed messages from this season.
there's a lot of conflicting themes, I think, because you've like, got the Rangers are nature based. Most of the orgs are like industrial components of some kind.
All the monster orgs we've seen so far have been like an engine or barbed wire or a power plant.
Yeah, and then Jindrax and Toxica are like D&D classes.
Yeah. What? And then they make him grow with seeds?
And they make him grow with a fairy tale story. So there's just a lot of conflicting themes going on.
I just have no idea what's going on. So they do their little sword whistle to call the Zords. And then the Red Lion, they all come down. And then the Red Lion tells Cole's Jellies that they need to combine Zords. And they're like, can we do that? And he's like, I guess, according to my Jellies, yeah, we can. So then they combine, and you know how when the Megazord, like the original Megazord, comes together, it's in like tank mode.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of come together in tank mode first, but it's not really a tank so much as it is like, hey, we're all touching each other, we're not a shape or anything, but we're not a man yet,
and now we're gonna stand up.
And then they all jump in and merge through the forehead of the Red Lion.
Yeah. I did appreciate that between the individual Zords being called. It's about to happen. It's after the Megazord. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Because they attack Barbman individually for like a second.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, because Barbman, like when he grew, it was like the big beanstalk, but then like the monster stood up in the old like down angled camera, like it's a regular guy just looking like he's big. So I was like, but the Zords are all CG. So how is the fight gonna work?
Is the Megazord not CG?
It is when it is face to face with Barb Man, when they're both in the same shot, it is not CG. But
anytime it moves, it is.
Yeah, basically when it does its finishing move, it absolutely is CG.
That's weird. Because
it does
they
a backflip
suit
and bends in a way that a refrigerator box just can't.
so they put the Zords together, they do a Zord fight. So they go in the forehead of the Red Lion, and then it stands up into like Megazord man mode, and they're in like a weird abstract Mortal Kombat realm.
They're like inside of the brain of the Red Lion.
And then like a room pops up around
them. And then it turns into a room, but the walls still look like inside Jabu Jabu's belly.
Yeah. Yes. And then like little Segway handles pop up, and then they put their crystal sabers on that, and those are the keys, I guess.
I miss the old cockpits where there's like just a bunch of knobs and buttons and dials, and it looks
and chairs,
yeah, and you're not just standing there with your hand on a globe like just controlling it with your Jellies.
Yeah. I wish Power Rangers would just stop using their jelly so much. It's just, you know, no respect for these new Rangers.
I just want them to have to chunk a lever to sock a monster.
Yeah, like, remember in like, Zeo when they were like, ah, we're losing power, or, like, we just got hit, and then, like, or when, like, one was invisible, and they'd, like, plug a thing in and, like,
yeah,
move stuff around and be like, all right, we found it on the little screen.
Yeah, and it was, like, one time they were losing power, so either Kat or Tanya, I think, had to, like, divert power from one area to another.
Yeah.
Just, I miss stuff like that. Now it's just, like, hover your hands over these Spencer's Gifts balls and... And just control, just feel what you want the Megazord to do.
Feel it in your jellies. I also just miss a regular cockpit, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's weird that this season doesn't have any cockpits.
This one's inside the brain of, I guess, a living organism that is also a robot.
It's also a robot. So if this is a robot that's alive, that has a heart and jellies, and the orgs are monsters made of metal and stuff that is alive but doesn't have a heart and jellies, what are we trying to say? I don't get it.
Sometimes there's just monsters.
I mean, that's not wrong. But it's just, I don't know why Power Rangers is doing it this way. So anyway, they kill him. The Zord fight is very short. They do like two attacks before the finish. Nothing to write home about. Then we cut back to the Org nursery. Toxica and Jindrax are there, and they're like, we got to find a way to prove ourselves to Master Org. And then he's like, hey. And so they like kneel. And she's like, shh, get him, get down. So they kneel. And then he comes in and starts talking about something. And honestly, I kind of tuned out, if I'm being...
He's so dumb. He just talks about nothing. He just comes in and just rambles on about like the old days. He's a boomer.
He's a boomer. You know who he reminds me of? Our current president. Jindrax is just like, I just want to go back to my job at the animal lab. I just want to test animals again. But then Master Org's just like gloating around and stuff. And then he turns around and this big reveal that he looks stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's so weird because he turns around. He has this like look on his face. And then all of a sudden he just like whips his head back into a cackle.
Yeah.
It's super strange.
Because he says something to the effect of, like, the Rangers don't know that they're celebrating an empty victory because I'm going to get them.
He...
Bah-ha-ha.
I don't know how you feel about this, but he, to me, seems like he's just rambling into an empty room, almost like he does not even know that Toxica and Jindrax are here.
It definitely feels like... Like, you know when you have a boss at, like, a retail store and, like, they give you, like, the corporate line and, like, it doesn't matter what you say, though. Do you have any questions or anything? And, like, no matter what, like, you say no because no matter what you say, nothing's going to change anyway.
Yeah.
It feels like that to me. And I can't quite put my finger on why.
That sounds strangely familiar.
I know.
I don't know. It's been so long.
You're lucky. It's been like a week. I got pulled into the office. Anyway, so he looks stupid. He's like wearing a bunch of brown rags. And he's got a third eye and like some fucking whatever on his face.
He looks stupid. He looks
stupid.
And he's trying to sound like Rancic, I think.
I feel like he's Norwegian.
Maybe.
I feel like his accent is, like, a tiny bit Norwegian.
He has that same, like, growling voice, or he's at least trying to.
Yeah, I don't buy it as much from him as I did from Vernon Wells.
I don't look at this guy and go, wow, what a tough guy.
Like,
I look at this
absolutely
guy and
not.
I want to pants him because he sucks.
You can't, though. It's just so many. You try to pants him and you just pull two different rags down. What I think about this guy is, like, you know how when you watched Rancic, like, do stuff like this, it was always, like, from this place of, like, menace?
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, oh, this guy was definitely in a Road Warrior movie. Like, I, like, for sure. This guy, I feel like, did a lot of theater. And this is not to disparage, you know, theater actors.
Right, but he's...
But it just...
He's definitely having a soliloquy.
Yeah.
More than he's acting on a TV show.
he's definitely like giving lines to the cheap seats rather than like being a Power Rangers bad guy.
Yep.
I don't like him, and I'm not worried about him, to be TBQH.
No.
So we cut from there back to, we cut from him looking stupid to Cole looking sad. He's looking at his picture of his family, and he's like, oh, I can't believe violence is the answer. And then Max is like, hey, we got a welcome gift. Jungle Boy, we got a welcome gift for you. And so he swings down like a Tarzan.
From like 5 feet up.
He was not high up.
And just barely to the right. Like, he doesn't swing as much as he slides down a vine.
He pretty much just like touches it so he can get down easier. But he lands like 1 inch away from Max, I feel like. Because Max is the one that yelled up to him.
Yeah, and he's like what's my present?
Where's my gift, you said? And he's like, what is it? And they're like, well, it's... And they start pulling out, like, soaps and scrub brushes. And they're like...
Taylor says, we're going to give you a bath while she chops garden shears at him.
She has, like, comically large kitchen shears that she's like, you going to get a haircut. And she's Brutus the Barber Beefcake. But, like, if I liked that guy even a little bit. And then Danny grabs him, and they throw him in the squirt pool, and then Princess Shayla's like, not in there, please.
No, please, not in the mystic water.
Like, the sacred pool.
That I live in, not in my house. Don't bathe in my house.
That's my bedroom. It's going to be all stinky now. Then there's, like an Animal Crossing montage, which is like, chaos real quick, and then he jumps out and he's in jeans and he's got a red jacket on and his hair's wet and cut and they're like much better, and then he rips the sleeves off and uses one sleeve to tie a headband.
What a
dork. He's like, that's much better.
What a stupid idiot.
And then he makes a dumb like ha face, and then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So Josh, you started.
I did.
So I get to pick the best.
Thank God, because I don't know if I have one.
I think the best is when Cole's like, United we roar, and Bartman's like, whatever.
Yeah, Bartman does not give a single crap about anything anyone has to say. He just wants to slice people up.
Yeah, it's very pure, like an ECW match.
I think I'm actually going to best Taylor having complete confidence in Alyssa.
Nice. That was also very good.
Just in that Alyssa's there. He's fine. There's nothing to worry about because she's great.
Yeah. I'm going to say the worst is I want to give it to specifically Danny being like, but he's our leader. I just don't like that. I don't know why. I don't know if that's the worst, but that's the thing I didn't like the most.
Yeah, I can see that, because it's just like, but them's the rules.
But he's the Red Ranger. You've seen Power Rangers.
Yeah, she should have punched him in the neck.
Yeah.
I make the rules. Cool.
Pow.
My worst, I think, is a little more vague. It's just Cole, I think.
Just the general malaise of Cole.
Yeah, I would give it to him trying to reason with a literal monster that has killed people in this episode, but then he ripped his sleeve off and used it like a headband, so I think he's just the worst.
See, I actually thought that was like dumb, but in a funny way, because I was like, oh, of course you did that. I also like him trying to reason with the monster. I don't like that won't work no matter what you try.
Yeah,
it's just a weird message coming off of the last season that ended with them going like, hey, if we just listened to each other for a minute and got along, like, maybe things could be better.
Nope.
Like, that was how the Power Rangers beat Rancic, is they went like, hey, what? Like, why are you so mad? And he went, I don't really know. And they went, well, what if you stopped?
And also, what if you were a granddad?
What if your daughter has a baby now that she found and stole?
Well, look, they're still criminals.
Yeah. But then this season's like, can't reason with villains, no matter what you try.
Nope.
I'm actually going to worst that.
That's because the mutants still had hearts, you see. Orgs don't.
no heart in there. Heart. I'm going to worse the message that, like, no matter what, the villains are going to be bad. MVP, I'm going to give it to Taylor again because she was a Power Ranger for 6 months by herself.
Look, she's on the path to get 40 MVPs, I think.
Like, honestly, everyone else has got to do some pretty good work to make up for it because her just being here is good.
Yeah.
And I like that.
So I'm also going to give it to her. I'm going to give it to Taylor for having the restraint to not punch Danny in the throat.
It takes a lot. I'd be throat punching that dude every day. Also, she did bust a nutty like wicked bad. So we got two episodes to rank because we didn't, because last episode was just number one by default.
Right.
And that was Lionheart. So is this episode better or worse than Lionheart?
I think I'm on the side of worse.
I also think it is worse than Lionheart because that one was porny enough to be fun.
That one had a campy vibe to it that I think this one couldn't hold on to.
Yeah, like, especially, like, the most, like, significant part was, like, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Like, her character was like, if you gave the same prompt to two people, like, episode one is someone and episode two is someone else doing the same, like, she's good and polite and, like, friendly and wants to, is like the peacemaker of the team kind of, and like one way to do that is have her just be like super go get him, and the other way is like I'm Cat from season from Turbo. How about that?
Right.
And I didn't like that. So coming in at number two, Darkness Rising, which is a awkward way to say
darkness,
that Darkness Awakening.
Awakening, it's not even like Darkness's Awakening,
it's just like is a, that, does that make any
darkness,
linguistic sense?
Darkness Awakening is nothing. It's just two words.
I don't think that's anything.
The Darkness Awakens would have been a good name.
Darkness Awakening is like, I don't know. It just seems like they're using wrong, like, agreements.
Yeah.
It's bugging me.
Yeah, it's bad language. It's bad language arts.
Don't like that. Mrs. Wilkinson would be very upset with you. She would call that pathetic, which she did a lot.
Oh, burn.
In eighth grade. Yeah. She was a burn master.
She was burning those preteens.
all of us.
Can drag
eighth graders. Anyway, that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. Next week, we're going to be back doing 2 a week, Monday and Friday. I think Monday we have a guest. I have to double check to see if it was episode 3, because I'm pretty sure it was. And I need to email to confirm with her. So we should have a guest next week. And then Friday, we're going to read all of our patrons. All, I think, 130 of you.
Oh,
it's a lot.
Woof.
So everyone, get ready. Get a nice snack. Get a juice. Going to be in for the long haul.
Get yourself a yogurt, but don't drop it. Or you'll,
don't
you'll
drop
get
it
a nutty.
don't blow your yogurt on the just on the ground. Get a bunch of nutties out of there. It's a bad time. So we will see you next Monday for... I have it pulled up still. Hold on. Click, click, zoom. The saliva song?
Is that a saliva reference?
I think it's a saliva reference.
This is the weirdest and worst season.
It's only been 3 episodes. Anyway, we will see you next time, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Still getting used to the
oh shit
over the, did you not record any of
no,
that?
No, I did. I just went to click on GarageBand and opened Audacity by accident.
Okay. Oh, well, I thought you opened it and went, well, didn't nothing in there.